been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And good morning. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. This is Sanford and Son Friday. It's October 7th, and we welcome you all here to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Good morning, Stephen Gunderson.
Good morning.
The young gun.
Good morning.
Tell us all there is to know and the wisdom that you have gleaned from the research that you've done into the market this morning.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at it right now.
Okay. Just
a quick glance. Dow's down 40 points. The Nasdaq's down 11. The S&P is down about 5. Oil's down 17 cents. Gold is up $8. So, you know, not the best of Fridays, but it's early.
Boy, gold slid off bad the last couple of days.
Yeah.
And it continues to flounder a little bit. But hey, I'm impressed. I'm impressed that you're using my screen that I introduced you to.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good screen, don't you think?
It's all right.
Kind of recaps the whole market there.
It's not bad.
All right, we won't give them any props, but I'll tell you what, that's a pretty good screen right there.
Yeah,
you know, you can see worldwide.
It bothers me, you just can't read anything though because everything's locked.
You need glasses.
No. It's locked. You have to pay for it.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
That's annoying.
That's irritating. Hey, well, welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. This is a monumental occasion on this Sanford and Son Friday because for the last couple of weeks, your dad has kind of hijacked his own show here on Friday mornings.
Yes.
He's been in here. And I don't know why we're getting a playback in the ear there. We're hearing our intro again. Oh, that's not
it. Phone.
It's my phone. Let me see if I can kill that. You know what's funny is I heard the intro to our show again, and it's because I've got my phone set.
Dude, why don't you turn off your phone?
I'm trying to turn off my phone. Siri keeps turning it back on. So I'm trying to, I've got my phone set to play our show live. Is it playing again?
Yeah.
It is playing again. Let me kill it. All right, here we go. All right, it's dead now.
No, it's not.
It is dead.
Okay.
You know, because I listened to AM 1440, the Salem station out there in Minnesota. I listened to it when Bill's doing the show live all week.
Yeah.
And I think my phone has learned that I listen to it every single morning. Because you know how smartphones are? Well, this time it was smart enough to play me.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was a rather rough start to the morning because we had to listen to ourselves. But Bill is not here in the office this morning.
No.
And as a result, he's turned over the reins once again to you and I to do the show on this Sanford and Son Friday. And what's he doing this morning?
He is writing the newsletter.
That's what he's doing.
He didn't even come to the office today.
No, he
has
didn't.
The past month, but
he has.
He, I guess, has a lot of work to do.
He does. As a matter of fact, he did tell me that last night. He said he's got a ton of stuff to do. And he texted me early this morning. He said, I'm going to stay in the secret bunker. And he's locking the vault doors. He's letting go of the Doberman pinchers that are out in the electric fence that separate his bunker from the rest of his neighborhood. And he's working on the newsletter.
Yep.
Now he was going to text or email you some teasers, some points that he was going to talk about in the market this week, but he didn't do it. It must be that secret.
It's very secret.
In the secret bunker.
Maybe I'll try to get a little bit from him before the show ends.
You know, I've got to give him a little bit of a shout out here because he puts so much work and so much effort into the Best Stocks Now newsletter that a lot of folks don't realize how much information is in there. We have, in fact, I talked to a couple of money managers in other states this week. But we have dozens. I would venture to say dozens of money managers and other RIAs, registered investment advisors, and other brokerage firms that rely on Bill's newsletter to give them content.
Yeah.
it's amazing to me.
You can learn a lot from anyone.
How many subscribe to Bill so they know what to tell their clients. Yeah. And I say to them, well, then why not just use Bill instead of using somebody who's learning from Bill in order to manage your account? And that's one of the things that I do all week long is I talk to folks who are interested in speaking with Bill. And last week, when we threw out those appointment things that people wanted to have a consultation with Bill, mm-hmm. that worked.
Yeah? We got any more?
We do.
Oh, okay.
So let's start talking about that.
Doubles, though, right?
No doubles on what?
Like someone can't do it twice?
No, it can't do it twice, no. All right. But Bill did talk to a lot of people all over the country. Even though we've only got a few slots, we do have, I think, 4 or 5 slots this week.
Okay.
So tell folks what they've got to do.
So if you want to talk to Bill next week...
Don't even have to be a client.
No, anyone. Anyone listening to this show,
mm-hmm.
Since you're sitting through it painfully, you know, we're offering this for free, you can email rob@gundersoncapital.com,
right.
Or you can call us at 855-611-2378, and you can talk to Lisa or ask for Rob, and they will hook you up with an appointment with Bill.
Just and to so talk. What's the purpose?
I guess you can pick his brain. You can go over maybe what your portfolio is, what you have in it, and he can maybe help you out, maybe give you some suggestions, some advice, or maybe even just chat about the show. Chat about, you know, he likes fishing, you know, he likes baseball. You can just chat to him, you know? Just he loves talking to people, so it's a great time for you to get to know Bill personally.
It really is, and it's a good opportunity. If you do have a money manager, or if your account is being managed by what do I call
a robot.
It? A robot, a supercomputer mega big box brokerage firm, yeah. That's what I call it. If you have one of those situations and you have a statement, most folks get a statement every single month, either emailed or mailed to them.
Yeah.
It'd be a good idea to sit down with your statement and talk to Bill for a few minutes,
yeah.
And say, hey, Bill, it's almost like getting a doctor's second opinion.
Yeah. Here's what I own. What do you think?
If you've got blurry vision, if you've got a headache, if you've got anything going on like that, then you can get a second opinion.
Yeah.
Find out what's the matter.
Yeah.
You know, you might have cancer. You never know.
Never know.
You know, you might just have a cold. Or you might just need glasses.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is give you the opportunity to talk to Bill and visit with him. And that can't happen until about what time during the day?
After the market closes.
Right. Which is what time on the West Coast? What,
1 o'clock our time.
Okay.
4 o'clock on the East Coast.
Now, Bill usually is tied up till about 2 or 2:30.
Our time.
Our time.
Yeah.
So 5 or 5:30 on the East Coast.
Yeah, he likes to kind of decompress after the market closes because 6:30 to 1 o'clock, he is all business, staring at the computer screen.
He is.
Doing the radio show. So he likes to decompress for a little bit, kind of relax, and then he likes to get on the phones.
You know, this new office that we're in here in North County, up in San Diego County, in Carlsbad, it has 2 giant windows that look directly in on Bill's office. I think it's so he can look directly out on
us
yeah, monkeys probably. that are out in the rest of the office. But we can look in and see him in the Bill Gunderson Aquarium.
Yep.
And it's amazing to me how he is focused on what he's doing all day long.
Yeah.
He goes into a zone, and he's staring at those screens. He's typing away. He's every once in a while saying, Steven, buy this. Steven, sell that. And at the same time, he's making new...
Steven, get me a Coke.
It's Diet Coke. Strictly only Diet Coke. No
yeah,
sugar in
true,
there.
Yeah.
Diet Coke. I noticed he's got a new cooler in his room today.
I wonder what's in it.
It's a styrofoam cooler with a Circle K logo on the outside.
It might be because we're getting our fridge today. We haven't had anything to keep his drinks cold, so...
That's right. You know, he
hopefully it's gone on
Monday. He lives on vitamins... beef jerky, sunflower seeds, and Diet Coke.
Pickles.
And pickles. That's right. And occasionally mystery, what's those other things in a jar that he's got that he loves?
Nuts? Mixed nuts?
No.
He loves honey roasted peanuts. I know
in
that.
In a jar that's floating around in kind of the...
Oh, I don't know.
In the...
Like know, veggies.
Some kind of pickled vegetables. You yeah. know? So... that's an inside look to the world of Bill Gunderson. But today we're getting a fridge. Because our old fridge is still at our downtown office.
Yeah, it's a mess.
In San Diego. So if you'd like to visit with Bill, this is a great opportunity for you to visit with Bill. And we've only got four or five slots. He can do a couple of them a day. And Fridays, he's in the secret bunker. So really, you've got Monday, which I've already got somebody set up for tomorrow. We got one slot tomorrow.
Monday.
No, wait, make that Monday. That's tomorrow, Saturday. Saturday, that's right. So one slot on Monday, a couple on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So really, there's about six slots that folks can set up with me in order to visit with Bill. And it's a great opportunity.
Yep.
rob@gundersoncapital.com, and I'll set it up for you.
Yeah.
And if not, at the very least, you can visit with Steven.
Yeah. Learn a lot.
Learn a lot. Hey, this is Rob Sanford and Steven Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego County, California. Hey, this is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. It is Sanford and Son Friday. We are joined here in the studio by ourselves. We have no Bill Gunderson today. It's just us. And so, therefore, Stephen and I will come to you with great information regarding the stock market, but more importantly, information about how you can get knowledge and enlightenment from Bill Gunderson. There's several different ways to do it. One is by going to our website, which is
GundersonCapital.com.
GundersonCapital.com. And at GundersonCapital.com, what can folks do when they get there? When they get to GundersonCapital.com, because there's a lot of people driving probably east from Florida right now, maybe listening.
Hope everyone's doing okay out there.
I do, too. It seems like everybody had enough preparation to get out of Dodge.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a lot, enough warning.
Yeah.
As opposed to 100 years ago when we didn't have satellite imagery and notification. So when they get to GundersonCapital.com, when they arrive at their hotel that they're going to live in for the next week, and they have Wi-Fi, if they have Wi-Fi, somewhere in maybe North Georgia, wherever they end up,
or
west of there. What do they find at GundersonCapital.com?
There are all sorts of good things to do.
You can play games. We should put in a Gunderson video game.
We should.
You know, where you shoot Bill going back and forth. You know, he goes back and forth.
I don't know if that's the best thing to put up there.
But, okay.
So we have our radio show archives.
Okay.
So you can go back and listen to past radio shows.
All right.
I think they go back like over 6 months. We got a ton.
Do they really?
Of them
they
up
go
there.
Back that far?
Yeah. I don't know why you would want to.
Oh my goodness.
But if you were like, man, April 7th, I wonder what was going on that day. You can go back and listen to
all right.
It,
okay.
See what's happening.
Kind of like the History Channel in stocks.
Exactly.
Okay.
We also got, let's see, we have our newsletter page, which also consists of our newsletter archives.
Now, that might be something you want to go back and look at.
Yeah, so that's something. Every week we put a little password at the top of each newsletter saying what the password is. You go into our newsletter archives and you put in the password, and it gives you every newsletter he's ever written, I think.
Now, wait a minute. The password is only good for the week that it's available.
Right, it changes every week. So every newsletter has a new password.
Okay. All right. And where can folks find that? Because I don't think we've ever talked about that before.
Okay, so it's under the newsletter. I think it's just, you know, I'm going to go to the website right now so I can show you exactly how to do it. I am at GundersonCapital.com. We have a tab at the top that says services. And from there, you get a little drop-down menu, and it should take you to newsletter. So you go to the newsletter page, and then there is two little links. One says Newsletter Archives Premium. One says Newsletter Archives Standard. And the majority of you out there will click on the Newsletter Archives Standard.
Oh, and look at that. It says ask for the password
The password changes every week. It's at the top of each newsletter. And you can go in, put it in, and every newsletter ever.
Okay, now I'm being a typically ignorant computer dude. Where would I find my password to get the newsletters?
At the top of the newsletter.
Well, I can't see the newsletter.
Okay, well, we email you the newsletter every
week. Oh, okay. So I'm going to have the newsletter.
You have to sign up for the newsletter.
I got it. Okay.
That has the password in it.
Okay. So I will look in my own email.
Yes.
And it will have the password that I put in on the website right
here. When you open up the newsletter and start reading it, it's at the very, very top.
At the
top right.
Top right, it'll have a password, have which a password. Might be...
Bonds,
or whatever that
is. He changes it every week. So
what
you never
it
know.
Is. Okay, I got you. All right, very good. Yeah, you know, I heard I heard Lisa explaining that to folks to a couple of different people this week, how to find that. I heard her on the phone talking about that, how to find the password.
Hopefully, we can explain it for everyone out there.
Okay.
So Lisa doesn't have to.
So that way, if you would like to review the newsletter,
if you want to go back to last year. And see what Bill was talking about in the market.
And see how it compares. You know, sometimes that's good, though, because it kind of gives you the confidence that Bill was right.
Well, and it shows you that he's never taking a week off.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, yesterday I heard him talk on the radio. He said, listen, I kind of need to beat my chest here. He says, if I beat my chest every day and pounded my chest every day, I'd have a lot of bruises. But, you know, Bill tends to play it on the humble side. He likes to be a little bit humility is a good trait when you're right most of the time, like Bill is, and so it's a good opportunity to really go back and kind of check on what he said 3 or 4 or 5 months ago and see if it did in fact come to pass or if it was the right call in the market. And he has been remarkably accurate when it comes to calling trends you know, telling folks what individual stocks or sectors to get in or out of over the years.
Yeah.
And that's because of the research that he does.
Yeah, well, I'm not bragging.
Go ahead.
But what has he been warning about the past how many months?
Well, a lot of things, but primarily
REITs
and energy and bonds.
And he's been saying once interest rates go up, you know, those have been on fire recently. But as soon as word comes out interest rates are going up, they're just going to get smacked. And what happened like a couple days ago or a week ago?
Yeah, we got smacked.
Wow.
That's
so
right.
So he does a lot of research. He tries to give you all the information he can to help you. Free information in the newsletter every week. It's been in his newsletter for I don't know how long now, warning people about it. And we've gotten a couple emails from people saying like, hey, I signed up for the standard newsletter, not even the premium one. It's free. Yeah. And I just want to say you guys were right, and I'm glad I avoided these stocks because of you guys. So I'm not bragging, but at the same time, it's good free information that will help you. We're not trying to – all we want is your money. All we want is you to pay us. Like, it's free information. We want to help you because it's hard out there for investors.
It really is.
Especially if you don't follow it that much, it's good just to have so you can at least protect – the money that you do have in the market.
You know, and that comes back to the fact that Bill is an accessible guy. He's a guy that will pick up the phone and talk with you. He's a guy who will give his clients his cell phone number. He gives almost anybody his cell phone number.
He doesn't give our 855 number that goes, to our...
So if you're sitting at home one night fretting over something that you've done or your money manager has done or your computer program has done, and you go, oh, no, what am I doing here? You can call up Bill and talk to him. And I hear him several times a day through the walls of his office saying, hello, this is Bill.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any idea who's calling him, but he'll spend the time and talk to folks on the phone right
you
on his cell
phone.
You
can even text him.
Yeah, and he'll...
If you have his cell phone number.
And then he comes out and asks Steven how to text back.
Yeah.
No, he's pretty good at it. No, tell you the truth, he's pretty good at it.
He's a lot faster than he used to be.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. So if you really want access to a money manager who will communicate with you and you're not just a number, I think it's time to maybe get to know Bill.
In a vast sea of millions.
In a vast sea of millions. Hey, this is Rob Sanford. And Steven Gunderson, it is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll talk more about it in just a minute.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Actually, Carlsbad, California, North County, North San Diego County in Southern California. Earthquake land. We're here right in the heart of earthquake land. Someday soon, the big one will happen. And Southern California will.
They say we're 150 years overdue, I think.
We are. And we had what was called a swarm of little mini tremors over the last week or so out in the Salton Sea, Imperial Valley area,
yeah,
east of us.
Right. And San Bernardino County workers had the Monday and Tuesday off because they thought it was going to be the big one.
That's right. Actually, the city of San Bernardino sent all of the city workers that worked at City Hall home and told them to work at home. Because of the little mini swarm of micro tremors that were going on in the East County out east of us. And so because that building was built prior to the 1970s, in which all the retrofitting was done, where a building can't or is supposedly not supposed to collapse, they sent everybody home that works for the city on Monday and Tuesday because they thought it was potentially the big one coming.
But we should have been home. What were we doing here?
Well, this is probably a more modern building.
No. We should have gone home.
Nevertheless, that is foresight and preparedness in looking forward to make sure that, hey, you know, just in case the big one is right around the corner, let's make sure that we're home with our families. We don't have to commute. We're not in a precarious position if the big one strikes. Now, let's look at the...
Is it really that predictable, though?
Yeah. Well, they say that it was a higher probability last week than there has been in years and years and years because of those little micro tremors. Hmm. Now, it's kind of like being able to foretell or see the satellite imagery of a hurricane. You know, you think of the millions of people that were able to evacuate the east coast of Florida and South Carolina and Georgia and those states that were being affected by Matthew. They got a little bit of a warning as to what was headed their way.
A couple days.
That's right. And so that is kind of going right along the theme of being prepared. You can be prepared in the financial market as well. You can be prepared and have your financial house in order as well. Now, what were the number one things, we talked about it during the break, that folks were looking for as they prepared for the hurricane?
Water
was number one.
Food.
Well, a lot of people had food because you still have your leftover box of Triscuits and half a bag of Doritos, and you can live off of your 10 boxes for the price of two Kraft macaroni and cheese that you have stored in the back of your cupboard. But so water was important because water is a tough thing to come by in any disaster, but you can only live.
The first thing when people go to the store,
that's
they
right.
wipe out the water
wipe
shelf.
Wipe out the water shelf, exactly right.
And everything else.
So water, all right. What was the other one I was talking about?
You said cash.
Cash. Nobody had any cash. And the ATM machine's power was off.
Yeah, you got to have cash.
And if you don't have the ability to transact with cash, think about it. If your ATM card doesn't work and you can't get cash out of the ATM machine, what do you do to buy simple things, whether it's a pack of whether it's water or just 10 gallons of gasoline for your car? But that was the other item.
Gasoline.
So water, cash, and gasoline, nobody could get their hands on.
Yeah, I always try to have my car at least half full with gas because you never know.
I agree.
I remember, what was it, 2-3 years ago?
Yep.
Our power went out for about 8 hours.
That's right. In San Diego
all
County.
Of San Diego. It was crazy. Yeah. It wasn't just like a little neighborhood. It was all of San Diego.
Exactly right.
And
it was about 3 years ago.
It was like the apocalypse. I remember driving around. People were driving on sidewalks.
Nuts.
People were just going crazy. I was like, oh my gosh, we've been through this before. Like,
yeah.
It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
You should be ready for at least a day of
one
no
day.
Power. But people weren't.
Can you imagine how quickly society would degrade if power was out for a week?
I don't know what I would do.
For a week.
I wouldn't leave my house, personally.
Okay.
It'd be crazy.
Okay, so let's talk about preparedness for a minute, because Bill comes from a culture of preparedness. I certainly do. You do.
I was taught it, but I don't do it.
Oh, okay.
Now, I have a little bit of preparedness, all right. But
you,
not much.
You know, preparedness financially is everything from an IRA to a 401k to a little bit of savings. To having $400 or $500, maybe $1,000 in 10s and 20s in your gun safe like I do. You know, it's important to have a little bit of cash alongside your ammunition and your water and your food. So preparedness is important. But folks, if heaven forbid a Matthew type scenario would come to your neighborhood, whether that's a fire or the power being out or an earthquake or a tornado or any other type of natural disaster without rule of law, where things just go into mayhem and chaos. It might be a good idea to have some preparedness items on hand. Yep. That could be something as simple. What did you not have when the power went out at your house last night for a couple hours?
I realized I only had one lantern.
One lantern.
I mean,
okay.
At least we had one.
That's right. But what about Gwen?
So we feed her milk before she goes to bed.
Okay.
And luckily the milk was still cold by the time she went to bed.
All right.
We didn't have power last night, by the way. All right. It was only 3 hours, but
so it might be a good idea to have some powdered milk.
Yeah, something that she can drink or eat. I mean, we had some food too, but before bed we have a routine where she drinks milk and we put her down and would have thrown her off otherwise.
Okay. All right. So
and sleep is important for a baby.
Everything that you can imagine that you might need for a week or two or a month even, it might be a good idea to be prepared, to have the things in order, to be ready for a storm that comes your way. And I don't think most Americans are prepared. I really do. I don't.
I mean, I was taught it, and I still wasn't prepared.
That's right. That's right.
If there would have been a day, we would have been out of water, probably.
Hey, it's not that difficult either to plant a few seeds in your backyard, to have a fruit tree, to have a few vegetables growing in your backyard. Even if you live in an apartment, you can have a grow box on your porch and grow some tomatoes, or have a little miniature apple tree, or something that can produce something over long term, and have some water storage. You know, we have some 55-gallon drums in our garage, in our backyard, that have water in them. Yeah, well, hopefully we'll never need them, and we rotate them out every 4 or 5 years. But you never know if we have a big earthquake. Now, the equivalent to a 55-gallon drum of water or having some rice and beans put up in the attic or the basement, the equivalent to that in your financial preparedness would be to have a well-managed and well-rounded financial portfolio to where if something does go disastrous in the market, you're prepared. Bill might have you set up in a conservative portfolio or in an aggressive portfolio, but he always has the ability to think on his feet and be prepared in the event that there is a financial earthquake or a financial hurricane. And that would be park somebody in cash, completely get out of a particular storm path that's on its way, or Bill happens to be very talented, whereas most, many financial managers are not when it comes to inverse funds. He's good at being proactive in a falling hurricane, earthquake-prone market, isn't he?
Yes.
He's very, very talented when it comes to...
He's ready.
He's ready.
All options are on the table.
Exactly right. Exactly right. All options are on the table. He has the ability to dodge a storm in a financial portfolio when bad things happen. And try that. Just try that with one of the big monster firms that have you as just a number in their system as client 68345.
I know what they would say.
They would say, oh, sorry, we don't do that.
Stay the course.
That's right.
We'll ride through it.
We'll ride through it. Exactly right. And
maybe you don't want to. Maybe you don't have time to.
Yeah. When a storm is on the horizon, it might not be a good idea to stay the course. You might want to
That's just saying, all right, here comes Matthew. Stay in your home. Don't do anything.
That's right.
Just wait for it to leave. Well, your home may be gone.
That's right. That's the time.
I'd rather take the warning, hey, you guys should get out of here. Okay, let's go.
Yeah, take the time to actually flip the switch off of autopilot and steer the ship yourself.
Yep.
And you might be better off than just getting blown to and fro with every wind of the market. So it's an interesting scenario to consider, especially when we have something as dominant in the news as a hurricane affecting the entire east coast of Florida. That could be a hurricane in a financial market that would affect the entire future of your financial portfolios. And it's nice to know that you have a captain at the helm that can see the storm on the horizon, take the ship off of autopilot, and steer you in the right direction. So, with that, we'll come back to the final segment in just a minute. We've got one more story to tell you. It's Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You're listening to Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. It's Sanford and Son Friday, and fortunately, it's the last quarter of the show.
Some people have been waiting all week for Sanford and Son Friday.
Some people have been waiting all week for the last quarter of the show.
Yeah.
You know, I've talked to several folks this week all over the country, some of which actually like our show.
Yes.
And and said that we're funny.
Whoa.
And that we're informative, and we clearly have, and one guy said, you guys clearly have Bill's back, and you got him, man. We are backing him up.
He pays the bills, right?
That's right. We got to love Bill, because he's the guy that steers the ship, and we're grateful for him and his wisdom and his forethought into preparing financially to be able to steer folks through the storms, and they sometimes are just squalls. Sometimes it's smooth sailing, and other times it's downright tumultuous. And so it's nice to have an experienced captain at the helm. Now, for those of you who are watching us on YouTube, when World Famous Ed puts together our videos to be on YouTube, and he names the various segments. I know last segment would clearly be preparedness. This segment, with the flower fields behind us here, the power plant in the distance, that power plant is probably the one eyesore of all of the North County beaches, wouldn't you think? The one smokestack of all of the North County beaches here. We've got beautiful cliffs, we've got beautiful sand, we've got incredible beaches from Solana Beach all the way north to Oceanside. And for some reason, right there at the flower fields, we've got that smokestack. And really, here in the office, this is not a window. But Ed has the ability to put the scene, well, it is in video land. Ed has the ability to put the scene that is outside of our office. Across the street, we have the flower fields to one side. To the other side, we have the beach to the other side, which is a beautiful location to be in. But Ed, you got to tilt the camera down just a little bit to get away from the smokestack, so that the vision of the beach is behind us. And then really, I think everyone all over the country would like to come visit us.
I'll have him talk to you when he calls me.
I'm sure that
you're in trouble.
I'm sure I'm in trouble. Just steer the camera a little bit south to where it's right outside the backside, where Bill takes his walk on the beach. There, it's beautiful, beautiful, gorgeous place. We had a guy. Talked to Bill yesterday, said he wanted to come down and buy Bill a cheeseburger.
Hey.
I think we're going with him.
Hey, I'm in.
We
got an In-N-Out right down the street.
We like our cheeseburgers.
We walked there.
And I think it's breakfast burritos this morning after the show.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we can have a cheeseburger for breakfast.
Well, you could. My 15-year-old. My 15-year-old would have a cheeseburger for breakfast.
Oh, that's weird.
It's not. Oh, are you calling a guy that only eats cheeseburgers weird?
Yeah.
This is the king of cheeseburgers and fries.
My breakfast
right here
has to have eggs.
Oh, okay.
You know?
All right.
It's going to be breakfast.
All right. Now, during the last three segments of the show, we've actually had a couple of emails come in with folks who want to have a consultation with Bill. I saw it on my phone over here, which turns itself on occasionally. And that means we're down to about three or four slots. So if you'd like to have a consultation with Bill, maybe even share a cheeseburger with him. If you're in Minnesota.
Chat him up about the best restaurants. He loves talking about food.
The guy knows every restaurant on earth. Well, yeah. In Southern California. Well,
I don't know. I mean, you could say, hey, I'm going to Fresno. He'd be like, oh, you got to go to this place.
That's
the best.
That's right.
No matter where you're going, he has a place.
And it's always the best.
It's always the best.
In that
it's
particular
world famous,
town,
too.
It's world famous and the best. And he has a culinary repertoire unlike anyone I've ever seen. It's pretty amazing. But if you'd like to consult with Bill, you can call us at 855-611-BEST, which is 855-611-2378. Lisa will most likely answer the phone. And you can either talk to Stephen or myself. Or if you'd like to make it easy, just email me, rob@gundersoncapital.com. And then you can set up a time to talk to Bill.
Yep.
And you don't have to be a client. You don't have to be a client. You can just have a copy of your statement in front of you and get a second opinion from another doctor. And he's liable to give you what would you call it? He's liable to call you on the carpet for a couple of things and say, hey, look, this is probably okay to keep, but if I were managing this, I'd clean it up this way. I'd do it a little differently.
Yeah.
So that's one of the opportunities that's coming up this week. But if you'd just like to get the newsletter, tell folks how to do that. And it's free. Go ahead.
Go to GundersonCapital.com.
Mm-hmm.
Click on the newsletter tab. Click get a free trial.
Okay.
Type in your information. Bam. You'll get it on Saturday.
Tomorrow. One of the things that I like when somebody signs up during the week is that young Steven here.
Yeah, that's me.
Sends the current newsletter out to you immediately when he enters you into the system.
Yeah.
So if you don't have a newsletter, if you've never seen the Best Stocks Now newsletter, you can email and say, hey, I want a newsletter, and you'll get one maybe today.
Yeah, it depends.
Probably not on Friday.
Depends on the mood I'm in.
Depends, but he'll send it out immediately when we get the request.
You heard him correctly. I physically type in each person because we don't like automation here.
No. So
we don't like to make
things easy. He types it in. So I noticed that when I was talking to some folks this week, I said, man, that guy got his first newsletter on a Tuesday. Or he got his, because normally they come out on Saturday.
Yeah. I like to send you the previous newsletter just so you get it. You have something to read.
Right.
And you know, we got you.
It's kind of like writing a letter to Santa and then having something show up in your stocking that day.
Yeah. And you can see what Bill said last week and see how he's doing.
Yeah. So that's pretty neat.
Monday or Wednesday or whatever.
So the faithful young gun here will literally send you a newsletter the day you request it if he's on his game. If not, it'll be the next day.
Yeah, and, within 24 hours, I'd
say. Yeah, you're going to get your first newsletter. And you don't have to give us a credit card. You don't have to do anything like that. No gobbledygook. You have to just give us your... Now, doggone it, give us your real name and phone number and address and email address, or you're not going to get it. We had a guy sign up this week. It was Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse.
Come on, I didn't
put him in.
Really? I mean, we're not going to send
Unless
you the
it
newsletter.
Was the real Mickey Mouse, you know, we could have missed a big
Maybe
opportunity
he's
there.
Planning for Minnie in his future.
Yeah.
Although I think Walt's got him pretty taken care of.
Yeah.
Okay, folks. GundersonCapital.com or the Best Stocks Now app in the App Store. Or call us at 855-611-BEST. You've been listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I'm Rob Sanford, and this is Stephen Gunderson. Thanks for listening. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.